the bearded man.
Important element, since it acts to flush foreign material off the hands. The water temperature should be that which is comfortable to the skin. While very hot water may destroy some organisms, it can also cause chapping and breaks in the skin, thereby affording harborage for pathogenic microorganisms.
More and more people were now. What are they going to do? They come out of Downing Street, they come out of White House. We've had a discussion, and this is what's going to happen.
Due to their detergent properties,
enough people
are also effective in the mechanical cleansing of hands.
Doing that. Where's their powder?
Water permits the water to penetrate the skin pores and wash away dirt and other foreign matter.
Their power is. You don't like it, better do it. Authorities say so.
Friction is still another aid in mechanical
financial incentives to do it on a massive scale. $10,000
in
a single individual.
Where frequent hand washing is necessary, brushes are not generally recommended, since they tend to injure and excoriate the skin.
In the same way as they created it. China, through first of all symptoms, and then they introduced this PCR test, and is testing for genetic material, the virus, which is why
achieving medical asepsis.
I don't know if we can ever know.
Before and after caring for each patient, a thorough hand wash should be carried out.
Plato's Allegory of the Cave is one of philosophy's oldest stories and one of its best. In the story, there are people who have lived their whole lives chained in a cave, and they're forced to look at the wall. Now, behind them is a fire, and in front of the fire are various shapes, people, animals, trees, and they see against the flickering firelight of the cave all these shapes, and they think reality. But one day, one of the men breaks his chains, and he turns his head for the first time in his life, and he looks, and he sees the shapes, and he sees the fire itself. And it's startling, and he thinks, that is real. Now I have seen what is real. Before I only saw the flickering shadows. Now I see what is real. But then, he sees on the far side of the fire, passageway leading up. Curious, he decides to go up the stairs, and he climbs the stairs one by one, and he begins to see the lights. Not of the flickering shadows, not of the fire, not of the shapes, but of the world itself. And he sees the world for what it is. He sees the actual trees, not the shadows of trees, not the models of trees, the actual trees. He sees the sky, he sees the sun. All becomes blindingly clear to him, and he realizes that he has spent his life imprisoned into a false reality. We are told by the media what the world is. We are told by the media what is right, what is wrong, what to believe, who to love, who to hate. These are just shadows on the wall of the cave. And then a thought comes to his mind as he regards this beauty, and he says, I must share this with people. But then he sees on the far side of the fire a passageway leading up. Curious, he decides to go up the stairs, and he climbs the stairs one by one, and he begins to see the lights. Not of the flickering shadows, not of the fire, not of the shapes, but of the world itself. He sees the world for what it is. He sees the actual trees, not the shadows of trees, not the models of trees, the actual trees. He sees the sky, he sees the sun. That he has spent his life imprisoned into a false reality. We are told by the media what the world is. We are told by the media what is right, what is wrong, what to believe, who to love, who to hate. These are just shadows on the wall of the cave. And then the thought comes to his mind as he regards this beauty, and he says, I must share this. My companions, my compatriots chained in the cave. So he takes a last look to drink in the glory of everything that he sees. And then, with excitement, with joy, with anticipation, he turns back down into the cave. And he starts to tell everyone chained to the wall, this is not real, this is not real, these are illusions. And he reaches down and he tries to break their chains. Him. They do not admire his wisdom and his courage. They fight him. They call him mad. They call him deranged, delusional, disruptive, seditious, dangerous. And he faces the choice that we all face when we learn the truth. Do we stay where we are hated? Down in the dungeons, among enslaved. Mentally, do we stay among those fixated on their screens who will not tear their eyes away from
suspected hand contamination, the use of soap or detergent, and the vigor of friction applied?
All the glory and beauty of the natural world, leaving behind those who fight us for bringing them the truth. I say stand and fight. What is the glory of the world if we must drink it in solitude? What is the beauty of the planet if we must view it alone? We have an obligation, if we have seen the truth, to wrestle the lies from the minds of those stuck in the cave.
The cave about 1 inch beyond the line of
is a manufactured reality of those who would control us by controlling what we think. But fundamentally,
first, wet the hands thoroughly. Take the cake of soap and work up a generous lather using the same friction motion as demonstrated earlier. Retain the soap in the hands throughout the procedure.
Streptococcal bacteria, viruses.
Rinse
we develop an immune response.
Again, allowing the water to flow off.
When
the
you
side.
Take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune
now,
system drops.
Wet and soap.
You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home hand washing vigorously, washing the counters.
Transfer the soap from hand
about
to hand between each
that are
lathering operation.
I need to survive.
You're not immunodeficient, and you're not elderly. You should be able to go out without any gloves and without a mask. I think if you are those things, you should either shelter in place or wear a mask and gloves. I don't think everybody needs to wear a mask and gloves because it reduces your bacterial flora. It doesn't allow you to interact with society and your bacterial flora.
After a thorough rinse of each forearm, soak the hands once again.
End up going away, and now you're more likely to get opportunistic infections that are hoping you don't have your good ducks fighting for you, if that makes sense. And then as we all come with a lower immune system...
Holding the soap by the fingertips, rinse and let drop into soap container. Continue washing the hands and cleaning the nails, ending the procedure with a drying of both hands and forearms. With the last paper towel, turn off the water faucets. The towel will prevent recontamination of the hands by the faucet handles.
One of your best friends. Let me introduce myself. Soapy's the name, partner.
Why, in some ways, you're a living cake of soap.
Big as life, Billy. And I'm here to help you.
Media is owned by 5 major corporations, and you're not going to get this information from the mainstream press. So you need to be your own press. You need to educate yourself. You need to get out there and educate your neighbors, your community, your real community. You need to help your children understand that they're being indoctrinated from pre-kindergarten to postgraduate school. All of us have a responsibility to ourselves and to others. This is true community, to work for personal freedom. And always remember that even though we work as a group, if we do work as a group, we're all individuals in those groups. And we answer only to ourselves.
Well, Billy, and you and I tame animals more dangerous than bucking broncos.
As free human beings, this is what we are.
I help you control animals that can make you sick.
To be free. And I do believe that we will win, but we have to become aware that there is a fight and then make our friends and our neighbors and our community aware as well and work together.
Disease germs are dangerous because they make you sick if too many of them get inside of you.
And you have to
and they can be on almost anything that children touch or handle.
People are going to do it.
Even
are they going to do something else? They are going to attack and abuse and report to the police anyone who chooses not to do that.
Those disease germs,
because you, with your actions, are...
affecting
my possibility of
so they can't make you sick if we work as partners. So be a germ fighter with me. Learn good hand habits. Wash your hands before doing anything that has to do with food. Before handling food in the kitchen. Before setting the table. Before eating at any time. And always remember to wash your hands before brushing your teeth. Wash your hands after doing anything that gets them very dirty.
By this pandemic hoax, the survival mechanism, which is basically the fear of death, which
after
you lose that.
Playing games.
You know, after this deal, I'm infinite awareness. I'm all that is as good as ever can be. I've had an experience. But if that means leaving here a bit earlier than necessary or planned because I'm standing up for what I believe is right, then so be it. So it's about self-identity. If you identify only with the labels, this is me. I am Ethel on the checkout with Bill and the cash and carry. That's who I am. Then your view of everything
is you have other help
different to when you unconsciousness. I'm leaving here stoned or anywhere. So
just
don't
as it has a fire department and a police department.
I'm being intimidated by you because unconsciousness. And that's not intimidated by anyone. And not frightened by anyone.
Health officers fight germs in many ways. Now a health period of developing
humans to build their own prison is they've used religion to frighten people. If you don't do this, God will be angry. What will happen to you when you die? Don't you go to hell? And all this stuff is all the fear of death, fear of the unknown being manipulated. And for God's sake, fear of death. That's the very same mechanism.
Before you eat it, be sure that dishes are clean before you use them for food. Never take a bite from someone else's food. That's right. Break off the piece.
You know the connection that people have with the heart.
And keep food covered. Safe from
this. Comes from this. What is love? Love is, oh, I love you, darling. Whatever. You know, that's, you know, one level of it. But love is beyond that. Love will always do what it knows to be right. Irrespective, indeed it doesn't even consider consequences. Because to consider consequences would be to consider not doing what you know to be right. And love, the heart connection that takes you out of this five sense reality, where you can access other levels of perception that gives you a much greater understanding of reality. Experience it. When you operate only through the five senses, you are in this world and you're of this world. You operate from here. Not the same world as I've loved it before, because your perception, your perspective is now expanding what you are actually looking at. So, yeah, when you open this, it's not just like saying, oh, you're sensible, you see, not just those words I'm
support comes from No Credits Productions, LLC, presenting Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, a podcast series that examines modern-day stories about police violence, immigration, and gender bias. The series offers profound stories, community conversations, and a musical guest. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days series can be found wherever podcasts are available and nocredits.com.
The great panic. Wait a minute, scrap that. No, the great distraction. The great distraction to what's really going on. Okay, because what is really going on is the loss of freedom. The loss of your freedoms, as you know it. A lot of people are under house arrest and don't even know it. In quarantine, wearing a mask. We didn't come here to do that. That's why I'm not doing that, ever, because I'm a multi-dimensional being having a human experience, and being free is my birthright. Once you realize that you are the power, everything changes, because right now a lot of people are scared, real scared, just to even step foot outside of their house. The greatest cover-up in the history of this planet is what's going on right now. Let me talk about it, okay? So, you have the great pandemic, which is actually a cover-up for the greatest distraction ever known to man and woman and the cat down the road. They are controlling you because this is all one giant experiment. It's all a test, it's all an experiment to see if you will obey authority, the world's greatest cover-up. This is the great shift. Shout out to all the chosen ones. Shout out to everybody right now doing a little samba, baby, aligning their chakras, planting their feet. Shout out to everybody living in the fifth dimension. I don't need 5G.
Talk about it. turn out to be terrible. Drugs are like that.
Okay, well, shoot, sis. They have broken into the Apple Store and are looting the Apple Store here at the Grove. And then we'll shoot that one.
Let's be triggered by this pandemic. I know we've got forever to explore, infinity to explore, and stay here. Forever, it's just an experience. But when you come from that perspective,
of course.
Well, there may be enough to do the trick, and there may not.
And you lose the fear of, because, what do people do when they have the fear of death? They give their power away to anyone they think will protect them from dying. So the doctor, this is where the doctor's power comes from. Oh, doctor, save me. And so, once you trigger, and this is what they've done with this pandemic, once you trigger the human survival mechanism, which is connected to the reptilian brain, back of the brain, and other parts of the brain, and the amygdala.
Not only, this has come out, this is not theory. Not only are they telling doctors and medical staff that if someone tests for COVID-19 with this PCR test, which is not testing for a virus, it's testing for a genetic code that lots of people have been honest with one.
We've been getting a lot of questions about why we started making hand sanitizer. Generally, we make diesel products for fuel, diesel additives.
This is where all the figures are coming from. They are fantasy. So, in America, underpinning this order to do it, you have a Medicare system. And this came out through a Minnesota state senator who's a doctor. And he said, what they're doing with Medicare is they're saying to hospitals, we've got a new payment fee system. And this is what it is. If a hospital diagnoses someone with regular pneumonia, they get paid $4,600. If they diagnose the same person to have COVID-19 pneumonia, the hospital gets paid $13,000. And if they have a COVID-19 designated patient and they put them on a ventilator, they get $39,000.
Billy Martin is one of the nicest boys in our town. He's one of the cleanest boys, too.
Dr. Liddy,
Billy,
as many have now, did a video on YouTube, and he's in his
for
hospital.
A long time, Billy's parents worried about him. They didn't worry him.
And this guy was saying that they're telling us to put COVID-19 on death certificates.
Almost every time. And even then, he didn't do a very good job. The trouble was, Billy had the wrong idea about being clean.
Wash, wash, wash. They just want me to be a sissy.
We were ordered,
but
not
then,
to use
one night,
I bet cowboys don't wash all the time.
To let the patient crash.
They all have to be clean.
Who said that? Who's there?
I did. One of your best friends. Let me introduce myself. Sophie's the name, Martin.
Why? You're a little kid of soul.
Biggest line of billing, and I'm here to help.
Well,
I can help you, Martin.
There's a great way to help you.
I don't quite
understand. People's ability to think for themselves is paralyzed if they're frightened enough. And that's not what I want people to be. I want people to say, we're going to get through this. I'm going to use my head. I'm going to go to different sources. I'm going to listen to different sources. And I'm going to think for myself. That's what America's about.
Get someone $13,000 from Medicare.
He's washing up.
That's right. There's nothing sissy about that cowboy, is there?
If that COVID-19
station knows how to manage.
He's a bongo buster. He rides wild.
3 times as much.
There's a misunderstanding about genes and victimization, all perceived as victims
of
heredity.
We are absolute masters.
We control our genetics, and that's the most important fact that I'm really saying that people have to understand. But it's so important. If we do not focus on the problems that they keep throwing at us, and you start to look at your life and say, well, okay, yeah, I'm pretty good. How's my family? We're good. We're healthy. Even if there's a flu. As I said, half the people tested with the flu don't even have symptoms. So it's not as lethal as they say. It's the fear of death is the problem that we must deal with today. And the idea is, am I open to die? And I say, everybody's open to die. But will you die from this flu? I go, not necessarily.
I'll protect you, right? Because that's one of the problems with the coronavirus.
Can't be partners in other clean habits, Billy. Of course, you should take a bath or shower each time you've been working or playing hard. Not just on Saturday nights. You should wash your hair often. Boys can do it easily. Each time they take a bath or shower. Girls should wash their hair at least
research. Have discernment, though, because there'll be a lot of false information that comes out. There are many things that are at a certain level controlled. If you go on Google, for example, and you type in certain keywords, you will find legit information to like 8 minutes.
Health officers fight germs in many ways. Now a health officer checks the cafeteria windows to be sure that flies can't get in. Health laws say that food must be clean.
It.
Health officers must see that cows are
the
clean
great
and healthy.
We have the great pandemic, or as I call it.
Another health officer, the meat inspector, makes sure that meat is clean and safe. But health officers can't do everything for you. You must be your own health officer, Billy. Since germs can get inside of you through your mouth, be sure that food is clean before you eat it. Be sure that dishes are clean before you use them for food. Never take a bite from someone else's food. That's right. Break off the piece to share your cookie. And keep food covered, safe from flies when you eat outside. When you drink from a glass, be sure that it is clean. It's a good idea to have your own drinking glass. When you drink at a fountain, keep your mouth away from the nozzle. You see, Billy, being clean in every way is an important part of being healthy. And being healthy is an important part of being happy.
I see that now, Sophie. You are a good friend and partner.
That's right. Well, so long. So long, partner, and don't forget.
I won't, Sophie.
I just have to get through.
entirely, and everything I feared has not happened. None of it's happened. In fact, I've been shocked and surprised with the amount of positive energy that's come my way and our way, and things have literally opened up in front of us and almost charted a course towards this.
Or shall we have your sister Peggy get you up?
I'm just doing it for the right reason, purely that I still, fundamentally deep in my gut, think that we should be allowed to have this conversation, and people should be allowed to listen and make their judgment. And that is my heart. And as I was saying a few days ago, let the chips fall where they may. Because,
you know, you just described
that too.
Recent experience.
Why, it's loose. Exactly. It wiggles. Golly, a wiggling tooth. Peggy wants to see that tooth again.
When you open this, funny. You know, and fear disappears because you're doing what you know to be right. The feeling of relief, almost. It's almost like the burden drops because all the fears, you know, what up there? What up there? What if I do that? Suddenly, God, I'm doing what I know to be right. And that frequency, if you express it in a level where you live it rather than think it, will attract to you everything you need to achieve. Actually, just doing it, you realize actually it wasn't as difficult as I thought it was. And what you get is incredible satisfaction and self-respect.
He'll tidy up the wash basin a bit before it's Peggy's turn to wash.
Detecting our lives to the point where our livelihoods are being
destroyed. Turn off the water so as not to waste it. Put the soap back where it belongs so Peggy can find it. Now for the next important step, brushing teeth. But be careful of your loose tooth, Tommy.
This is nonsense. This is ridiculous. So why are we all doing it?
Up, down, the way they grow.
Fear of the consequences when you realize the reason.
They want to give a platform to people that look monstrous, because then you keep everybody divided, you keep everybody paranoid, you keep everybody hysterical.
That is the problem right now with America, is the bubble. You click away and you unfollow, you separate yourself from people with contradicting views, and then you end up with this sort of snowball of your own narrative.
Your narrative should be
next,
something
she washes
like,
her face.
I'm constantly trying to go beyond the truth that I already hold. Because the truth that you already hold is not enough. You need to know more than you know.
If you think about what the news is, what you see in a newspaper or on TV...
When you're finished, Peggy, you rinse out your washcloth the way Tommy
right?
does.
There's all the things that have happened. There's all the things that they know about. There's all the things that they decided to write about. There's the things that they decided to write about that you saw, right? And it goes down and down until you're at that individual article. And so you think that when you're reading the news that you're being informed, that you're educating yourself, that you're seeing how the world is, but you're seeing such a tiny fraction of the world. And so you could argue that in a way that the media is designed not to inform you, but to keep you uninformed. And that's really scary, that the bubble that we all live in.
It's much quicker to get dressed when you don't have to play hide and seek with your clothes all the time.
Philosophical idea of truth is a scary thing.
We just walked around the city more than an hour, just walking and walking and walking. And then I arrived to Shibuya. Cumbria area where so many
and like mother, he knows the loose tube is a sign that Tommy is growing up.
And I was totally overwhelmed by the crowd around me, and my body was full of energy accumulated by this walking and thinking of people. So at that moment, I aware the distinction between my body and the crowd in the street, and I had to stop there. I just couldn't walk anymore. I had to stop there.
PR. All propaganda is, stripped down to its bare bones, is a marketing campaign designed to sell an otherwise unpalatable idea.
Well, it's time for Father to go to work now.
It's pure form.
And it's time for school, too. Don't forget to show your tooth to your teacher, Tommy. She'll tell you more about how to keep strong and healthy. Bye now.
And plainly, the fact that there is a marketing campaign that surrounds an idea shows you that it is...
He's showing his teacher, Miss Bradley, the loose tooth.
Make you accept an idea that you would otherwise be resistant to. And one of the simplest and most effective marketing techniques for unpalatable ideas is to simply name that idea something else. And then present it in a context where it seems to be good, so that you can take something that literally, for decades, for half a century at least, maybe more,
begin to come up and push out your teeth. Tommy's new teeth will come in slowly.
Yes. that fire raging out of control. You're watching the 3rd Police Precinct on East Lake in South Minneapolis. Engulfed in flames right now, and as Rich mentioned, there are no sign firefighters or police officers. This is just one active fire scene in the Twin Cities right now. We've got a crew in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul, and I've been told we can switch to that picture. What you're looking here is a Napa Auto Parts building that has been burning for several hours now. Our Beth McDonough is there, and she's been telling us that that fire has also spread to a tax preparation business and to a nearby restaurant. The difference between the St. Paul fire and the one we just showed you in Minneapolis is that there are many first responders on scene.
Thank you. we're showing our anger finally without going to social media about
it. What else are we supposed to do? Like, I feel like we've already tried, like, the peaceful way and, like, what else do you guys want us to do? Like,
what more do you want from us to do to show you that all we're trying to, all that we're for is just living our best lives, trying to keep going with our lives personally. But you want to take a black man from his life and take him from this world in general because you feel unsafe, though you are trained. You are trained to have this type of ability to be able to protect and serve. You're trained that it's a y'all against us. But I don't feel safe calling the police. I'd rather let this dude rob my house than to call the police, to be honest.
They're not going to do anything anyway. They don't really, they're not, they work when they feel like it. They're not really like,
really going on with it.
Yeah,
the Minneapolis police, to this day, I'm still working on a case of sexual assault, yet they do not feel that it's important to inform me that my assailant is still running out free, but you know that he's running out free. Through, I live in Minneapolis, or Dickey Town, millions of girls have been raped trying to get home to class. You finally caught the dude, and he's in a whole other city, not even Minneapolis. How do you crack down on that? People are going to jail over weed crimes that is literally so petty.
People are, no,
there for us? That fire raging out of control. You're watching the 3rd Police Precinct on East Lake in South Minneapolis, engulfed in flames right now. And as Rich mentioned, there are no sign firefighters or police officers. This is just one active fire scene in the Twin Cities right now. We've got a crew in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul, and I've been told we can switch to that picture. What you're looking here is a Napa Auto Parts building that has been burning for several hours now. Donna is there, and she's been telling us that that fire has also spread to a pit.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Gospel music has evolved over time, but its heart stays true. It still has an unmatched power to strike the deepest chord in all of us, touching people of all faiths and of no faith.
The Gospel Chime Hour, every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, your community radio station.
The gospel songs are the songs of hope. Hope that in lifting our voices together, we too might one day reach the promised land.
Tune in every Monday morning at 9 a.m. to Counterspin. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the news each week. Counterspin exposes biased news, censored stories, the power of corporate influence, and more. The news behind the headlines, from FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. That's every Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Tune into African Roots every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. African Roots is a weekly exploration of the past, present, and future of music from the African continent. Afrobeat, African jazz, Afro-Caribbean rhythms, and much more. Connect with African Roots on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. on KGNU.
Last night, I was so depressed, and I went and got the Bible, and I turned to the book of Revelation. And if people would just get and read the Bible, Book of Revelations, they would really turn around and straighten up. This is all we need to do, is just get the good book and read it, put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Again! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers!